What's up, you guys? Welcome back to another episode of the Stella Ray Herself podcast. It has been a minute, y'all. It has been, and I apologize. That's my bad. I hope you can forgive my absence, but you know, I really am starting to feel the seasons change. It's still summer. We do have a few weeks of summer left, but it's crazy. You start to feel it, you know? As soon as August hits, I don't know, it's just been getting a little cooler at night, a little cooler in the mornings. The day that this goes up is actually the last day that the sun will set after 8 p.m. until May 2024. And I just slowly feel time slipping away. I think the biggest update in the time that I've been gone is that I turned 25, and it didn't really hit me until today when I applied for this brand deal with an alcohol company on this platform. And I have applied for, you know, just like a wine sponsorship, or I don't even remember what this brand was. When you apply on this specific platform, when you apply for an alcohol related brand deal, they send you an automatic message that is like, are you above the age of 25? Because due to regulations and laws and stuff, you need to be over 25. And I just remember always thinking that that sounded so old. Even when I was like 21, 22, I was like, wow, 25, like, And now I'm 25. And it's not like I necessarily feel old. I honestly have to say, turning 24 felt bigger to me, even though I feel like 25 is more of the actual milestone. And you know, it just sounds more significant. But it was really when I turned 24 last year that I felt older in that sense. And that must be the prefrontal cortex kicking in. Let me know if you relate. It still feels young though, because I just remember, especially in LA, all my friends are always older than me, and most of them were like 26, 27, 28 at the time that I was like 20, 21. So I don't know. It's like, it still seems young to me. I've been rewatching Sex and the City, which we're not even going to get into that. But just as far as age, I am on the season where Carrie's dating the Russian guy. And I watched the episode last night where he's saying he doesn't want to have kids. He already had a daughter and he's just over that phase of life. He's older now, whatever. And she and Charlotte at least are 38 in this season. Carrie is like, do I want kids? Like, oh my God, if I wanted kids, would I have had one already? You know, these are kind of my last years to have a kid. And I'm like, damn, that's like over 20, over 10 years from now, you know? Yeah, it's like you're young for a good amount of time, but it's like, don't take it for granted, I guess. I would say overall, it feels good to be 25 because I know more, my brain is more developed. I know a little more, I know the game, I know the ropes of life a little bit more, and that wisdom and knowledge just feels good, the self-discovery. I got a venti iced almond milk latte from Starbucks today, which I'm really not a latte girly. They're just, I don't know, I prefer more coffee. Like if I'm gonna have an iced coffee, it needs to be a cold brew, an iced Americano, something just that's more on the coffee side instead of the milk side. But I just wasn't in the mood for this today. I got 3 pumps of caramel. It's okay. It's definitely kind of making me like, not completely tweak out, but I definitely feel the caffeine. It is a quad shot, which I mostly just got for the flavor. I should have done half decaf. I didn't even think of that until now. But this is sustaining me. I don't know if you guys are sick of me talking about New York. That's just been the theme of the year, bro. You know, it's been definitely a big life change, obviously. I would say I'm finally starting to really feel and notice the differences between living here versus the West Coast and, you know, LA specifically. I kind of get, like, I'm starting to actually see and feel that stereotype of, like, New Yorkers are rude, or, like, you know, they're not, like, this fake nice. I had this almost epiphany, and this is not... a new idea, or like, I don't think this is so profound, but it's just interesting, like, to always hear something and to kind of know something, but then to actually experience it and like feel it and actually see it for yourself, you know? So I was on the train and it was like a full, it wasn't like a packed train, but it was like there were no seats. So I was standing, my sister was standing, there was like a few people standing, but it's not like the standing people were like, it wasn't like full, you know? There was just no seats. So it was just so interesting to notice as soon as someone would get off the train, somebody would just like run to that seat, you know, like very immediately. And that was just such just such a metaphor. I feel like there's this vibe here where like everybody is like worried about themselves and like getting themselves ahead, which is interesting because I also feel like there is more And I mean, people, it just really depends, I guess. There is a bigger sense of community, at least to me, just because you're outside more, you're walking around, there's people always like on their stoops, there's just people chilling in the street posted up. You know, we didn't really have that in LA because everything is so spread apart. Obviously, you know, in certain neighborhoods, sure, you're gonna have that, you know, everyone's outside on the block or like people outside their places. You're gonna have some of that, but it's just not the same. It's a car culture. It's a sprawl. You have to drive from point A to point B. You have to drive to the vibes. You can't just walk and find some vibes. But I think also, as far as New York goes, with that, you know, everybody's outside all the time. It's like everybody's outside all the time. So you are exposed to all different types of people all the time. Again, versus LA, where you have a little bit more control over, you know, the groups that you're around, the types of people you're around, because you're by yourself. You're like going to your friend's house. You're going to where you want to be, or like even just work, whatever. You're not like just constantly surrounded by a bunch of randoms all the time. I just think it's super interesting observing within myself. And this is just, you know, before I lived by myself, I lived by myself for like 6 years. I was very much used to peace. Not really anything affecting me emotionally in that way, like extremes. And now I feel like I've like regressed. Like I feel so much more reactive now. I feel so much more emotional. I feel so much more angry on a day-to-day basis. Like, and not like I don't know, not like an anger at the world or like anything, but just as far as like getting pissed off. And it's like, I get it. Now I see why that stereotype is true, because you're just surrounded by people all the time. Even just like I'm walking to the gym, I'm walking to like the deli, it's like someone's gonna piss me off. There's just so many people. It's like the numbers are just against you, like somebody's gonna piss you off. But then with that, it's like, someone's gonna also make you smile. You're gonna see some funny, like, weird shit. Like, I get why there's so many New York meme, like, what is New York? You know, like, just videos and pictures of funny, like, just random weird shit that people see on the streets, like, every day, because that's how it is. Like, I saw this TikTok where they were like, I just landed in New York like 3 hours ago, and I already have lived like 8 lives, because just the amount of shit that you see in a day and experience is like unreal. It can definitely be very overwhelming and just a lot. I feel this certain antsiness and almost more like FOMO, which I was told this will pass, you know, if I stay here. But like in LA, I was just always like down to chill at home. I could chill by myself at home for days on end. Like, I didn't feel this urgency to always like be outside, be doing something, like not even outside, like going out, but just like, I need to like be somewhere. I need to just like leave the house every day. I definitely think it's deeper, a lot deeper than like,
people in New York are so real and people in LA are so fake.
I really honestly want to go back to LA. Hopefully soon, hopefully before the year is up. I don't know if before the summer's up, we're going to have to see. You know, obviously to like see friends and just to have some fun, but I think also just to kind of see how my perspective will have changed and just how the vibes will change. Like, even just the fact of like, I've gotten so used to taking the train. Mind you, it's only been a few months, but it's just so interesting, like being so used to taking the train and like, I'm thinking of visiting LA and it's like, oh, you got an Uber. So yeah, I definitely get why there is that vibe or almost like stereotype of just like the angry New Yorker. They're gonna be rude, they're gonna yell, whatever, because it's like, you kind of have to be like that because there's just so many people. So I'm definitely grateful to be having this experience. It's definitely like, bro, it's not for the weak. I feel like I've been very like stressed out. It has not been a relaxing experience. It's been like an interesting experience, an exciting experience, a almost in some ways poetic experience, but it has not been a relaxing experience or a glamorous experience. But I, you know, I'm just like, I hopefully I write a book someday. Hopefully I make a film, something. Hopefully some kind of art comes out of this besides a vlog. You know what I mean? Because I just sometimes have these moments where I'm like, I feel like I'm watching a movie, but it's like I'm living my life. And like, I don't mean that like, oh my God, things are so like cool and just, it's just like, this is so like fucked up. There needs to be some art or something made from this to make it like worth my while. Does that make sense? So with that being said, I would say if there's something you've been wanting to do, definitely do it. Whether it's a certain place you've been wanting to move to or even just visit, definitely do it, because you never know what an experience is going to unlock from yourself, you know? And I think for so long, I was just in my safe little bubble of my routine and like just keeping to myself. And I'm grateful for that experience, because I think being alone can teach you a lot of things. But it's kind of like what I've talked about of like just that concept of like you can't fully heal when you're isolated or like not talking to anybody. Like, it's good to do that from time to time. It's important to have alone time and like to check in with yourself and to just be with yourself and reflect. But it's like experiences, being around other people and new shit that really makes you learn about yourself. Like, of course the world and of course other people, but like yourself. Cause like I said, bro, I'd be getting pissed off. I'm like, I didn't even know I could get pissed off like that about something like so dumb. But it's like, oh my God, this is like unlocking something in me. I'm just like pissed. So I think also with that, we can't beat ourselves up for healing not being linear or for feeling like we may be regressing. Like I said earlier, sometimes I feel like I'm regressing because I'll just be so emotional or just like so, like I feel like my emotions are a lot more high and low just because of my surroundings. And it's like, I'll go from being super pissed to like super happy. And then I'm like calm. And I'm like, this is so cool. I'm like enjoying this so much. And then like someone will step in my way or walk slow. And I'm like, what the hell? New experiences are always going to unlock different parts of you to yourself that maybe you weren't aware of before or that you didn't think existed before. And it's not like, let's say you start here and then, you know, maybe you build a little self-confidence. You have a little, you know, you're like, oh, I feel good about myself. I feel good about life. I've learned some stuff. I've reflected, learned from my mistakes, my past. You go up and then like you have a new experience. Maybe you fail at it or someone does you dirty. Someone pisses you off. You go back down. You're like, I don't feel so good about my life anymore. But then it's like, okay, like we're taking steps. We're rebuilding. And it's like, I get it now. I get like why people say healing is not linear. Like, I knew that before, but now I'm like, I get it. Like, again, it's one thing to read about something, to hear about something, to kind of like know something, but then to actually experience it for yourself, whether it's moving to a new place or feeling whatever emotion, you're going to, it's just so different to feel it for yourself. So don't wait. I know you guys have heard this before, but don't wait until you're completely ready to do something. And this is very me at me as well, because I mean, like I made a move, like a literal, like I moved. But I just feel like there's so many things that I do, like think about doing or want to do. And like, especially as a bitch with anxiety, like I will think of a million reasons not to do something. Why is something like, oh, I'll wait to do that. I'll do that when I feel like I'm ready. And when I feel like this is set, like I have to set this up first. And some things, yes, like it logically makes sense to do this, to do get to point A before point B. But sometimes you just have to, and this is very directed towards my, you know, type A girlies, like anxiety girlies. Sometimes it's better to do something messy and to do something not perfect than to not do it at all.
I know we grew up hearing like, if you're not gonna do it right, don't do it at all. It's like, no,
if you do it a little bit, at least you did it a little bit. And that could be like making your bed. Sometimes just pulling the cover up, you're gonna feel better coming home to that than like if it's messy. You don't have to perfectly make it, but at least something's done. That could go for a goal. That could go for literally anything. Doing a little bit. If you want to do something, doing a little bit is gonna get you that much further to doing the full thing than if you are not to do anything. I think one of my goals for the rest of this year, just kind of like a vibe goal, because you know there's like tangible goals, you know, when they're like, oh, your goals need to be action based and like tangible, like, and measurable. It's like, this is not one of those. This is just like a vibe goal, like, you know, when you just like want to journal about something. And not to be like trendy and annoying, but I honestly think I need to be a little bit more delusional. I was super into the law of attraction and just believed in that so much and didn't really know about like toxic positivity. I didn't know as much about psychology and like I just wasn't in that realm as much when I was just very like law of attraction, manifestation. Like I feel like life was more fun and I feel like more things happened because I just like believed that they would. And it's really true, like mindset does get you so far. So when I'm like in my anxiety brain or just like my, oh, this is why this won't work, or like when I'm being too much of a realist, it's like, again, I'm gonna find so many reasons why something won't work and I'm not gonna feel good. Okay, like I'm gonna be more stressed out. I'm gonna like be like, then I'm gonna be stressed out because I'm stressed out. And I'm like, oh my God, like I don't feel good about, you know, this goal or like this idea because it's just stressing me. So therefore I just don't want to do it because it's already stressing me. And then that's stressing me because it's like, I'm not going to get to the goal if I'm feeling stressed and feeling stressed about feeling stressed. So I just honestly want to like be a little delusional in the sense of just practicing optimism and believing in myself. I think that's really what it comes down to, because I think it is, there's a lot of truth to, you know, you can do whatever you want in this life. You can create the life that you want for yourself. So the moral of the story is stand up for yourself, speak up when it comes to what you want. I just saw a meme dump and one of them, I'm sure you've seen the Kim Cattrall headline, it's kind of like a meme at this point, where she's like, I don't want to be in a situation for even an hour where I'm not enjoying myself, period, okay? And be delusional about, like, your goals and dreams. Don't be delusional over your situationships, okay? Please, save the delusion for your hopes, your dreams, and creating the life that you want. Because that's really how you're going to get there. Well, a little delusion in the sense of, like, believing in yourself no matter what your current circumstances are. And hard work, okay? And smart decisions. You need all those things. You can't just rely on delusion, because then what are you going to do? Like run up a credit card bill and then it'll go away. Like, no, bitch. Be delusional where it matters. Be delusional about the right things. Erase self-doubt. Work through self-doubt.
This episode is brought to you by Essentia. A better you starts with better hydration. Essentia is on a mission to inspire people to do what matters most. Their proprietary ionization process transforms water from any source into ionized alkaline water, providing water that's 99.9% pure with a pH of 9.5 or higher. Essentia overachieving H2O, the number one ionized alkaline water. Shop now.
And I think also, like, people just need to shut up. This is kind of turning into, like, more of a rant, but I've been feeling very fed up with social media. I just have not really been finding enjoyment in scrolling on Twitter or even really TikTok that much. Depends. But I think especially on Twitter, you know, the For You feed? I feel like people care about way too many things. And I don't say that in like a people are too woke. I don't mean it in that way. But just in the sense of like, why do people have so many opinions, like opinions that have already been said millions of times about things that don't matter? Do you not have a life? Like, I'm trying to think of an example. Well, one example that comes to mind is these high school girls made this TikTok of like all their first day of school outfits, and people were like bullying the teen girls, like full-blown adults were like, these fits are trash. It's like, you don't have a life. That's so embarrassing. I think it's just the type of person I am. Maybe it's because I've been like a content creator for so many years, and it's like, that would be embarrassing as someone that some people know to like comment something. But it's like, I have never felt the urge to like leave a passive aggressive comment on someone's post or video or like bully them publicly.
Like, you're a loser if you do that. You have no life. I have never done that, babe. Like, if you want to talk shit in the group chat. And just, like, why do so many people have these opinions? It's just, like, do you not have a journal? Do you not have friends? Do you not have literally anything else to be doing right now? So maybe that's another tip of the day. Focus your energy on things that are actually going to benefit your life and yourself. Because talking shit about people is not gonna get you there, babe. So I think that's all I'm gonna talk about in our first episode back. Let me know what you want me to talk more about the rest of this month. I hope you guys are all having a great last month of summer. And definitely make sure to share this on your IG story if you enjoyed. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll talk to you next time.